This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jeff, do me a favor. Randy in the chat, you just do me a favor and tell him to kiss my ass real quick. Thank you. Nate Dogg on one. All right, our dear friend, Mr. Barstool, Nate on line one. Hello, Eric. How do you do?
Hey, shout out to Randy from the chat. He makes a lot of good points.
Randy in the chat just said...
Actually went across the air. You know that, right?
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I'm going to bring it up right now. Randy in the chat just said, JP is so far left, he really hates the natives to be respected. No, Randy, you're an idiot. You have an agenda. I just want to talk about football. Hello, Eric. How do you do?
Yeah, that's not where I thought we were going with that. Yeah, Randy needs to go touch some grass. But yeah, what's going on, guys?
Jeff brought up an interesting topic. It's a bye week, Nate, so we're going to I'm curious your thoughts on this. There's all this mostly malarkey about bringing the old logo back. There is like this senator from Montana that occasionally brings it up. I want to try to allow it to be a serious conversation. Like, I like how the Eagles bring back their old logo, their old unis. The Patriots do it. The Seahawks do it. And it's kind of become their alternate look. Would you want the old logo if it meant getting rid of the blacks, knowing they're 2-0 in the blacks this year?
I cannot possibly talk about the old name or the logo. I cannot do it. I don't care. We're 8-5. We have the rookie of the year franchise quarterback. We just put a 42 spot on the Titans and made them look like a peewee football team. Jaden threw for 25 for 30 for three touchdowns. Terry's third in the league in receiving. I don't care about the old logo.
Thank you, Nate. I'm with you.
Golly. Bring back the old logo. Keep the current logo. Call the team the Washington J.P. Finley's ears. I don't care. It doesn't matter. We're 8-5 at the bye in our first year of a rebuild. Dan Snyder is dead. That's what we should care about.
God bless you. You know how you always text me that you like when I quote what you say in the hits and then tweet it out?
Yes, I love it.
You're definitely getting one on this.
You actually owe me a couple. You owe me one from last week as well.
So I owe you nothing, pal. That said, all right, dude, I had never seen this happen, Brian. I don't know if you noticed this. I guess from the stream, somebody's recording it. Somehow, a 106.7 The Fan Instagram page got a video of me saying the following yesterday. If you go back in time to July and August, and I told you, yo, the team's going to be 8-5, and you got clarity at the quarterback position, the whole damn world would sign up for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I think we have to remind ourselves as they finally get a week off to decompress is how much progress organizationally they've made.
I think the team has made great progress. The team, yeah, the front office, everything. I think some of our fans are still stuck in park. They're still talking about stuff that we don't need to care about right now.
Yeah, I feel like I come on every week and I try to remind everybody that this team is in year one of a rebuild, that we were not supposed to be as good as we are right now, that the secondary, we came into the season with a, you know, very, very, very few guys in the secondary that we were happy with and an O-line that we weren't sure about, and they've all overperformed and exceed our expectations. And, you know, if you know, we went back to July when we had nothing to talk about and you said, hey, I'm going to fast forward you to December 3rd at the bye week, and we're going to be talking about an 8-5 football team after dropping a 42 spot on the Titans, we would have thrown a parade down Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yep.
So I think as a fan base, I'm pretty sure my gauge is everybody's mostly on this page. Everybody's very excited. Everybody understands how special Jaden is and how good this is. Cliff has some haters still. I think he calls great games against bad teams, and he clams up a little bit against good teams, or those good teams are just really, really good and we're just not quite there yet. It's hard to tell. But I think overall, this team is special. This team is going places. And, you know, we're looking down the barrel of a playoff game. Like, that cannot – we need to appreciate that this team right now with the remaining schedule can and should make the playoffs. It's very awesome. And finally we get the bye week. These guys can patch up and heal up and, you know, get a little sunshine. And then we finish off the regular season, hope to make the playoffs. And then, you know, we're on to next year with a ton of salary cap room and a new draft class coming in. And, I mean, we can talk – I could talk about Ron Rivera and how he screwed this team nonstop, but I don't want to talk about that right now because we're 8-5.
Hey, Nate Dogg spitting fire today.
See, Nate, today I seem to like you, man.
I'm like this
most times because what you say, like you keep, like you said, we are in a rebuild, and I've said that over and over again. I don't lose sight that we're in a rebuild. So when we face the better teams, we may have a problem because we don't have all our people in all the places we need them right now.
Exactly.
But I did not lose my mind when we started winning a few games. Like, oh yeah, now we're gonna just run through the lead. No, that's what a lot of people thought. But no, you still got to learn how to win this thing as a team. And right now, this team that's performing this year, when they really cross that bridge next year, a week after, the year after, most of this team won't be on it.
I was going to say, I'm absolutely A-okay, perfectly fine with being the team that beats up on the bad teams and loses to the good teams. Because that means we're beating more than half the league. Because more than half the league is bad teams. So that puts us on the upper echelon of the league. The only loss that really was terrible is the Cowboys game 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And obviously that's a winnable game. And obviously just in the NFL, in divisional games, things go wrong. We know that. I think next year we win that game handily. Also that Steelers game, very winnable game. That was November 10th. So despite those two games, we're still 8-5, despite, you know, every first round pick for five straight years no longer being on this team. We're still 8-5. You just need perspective. You need to zoom out, and you need to remember that if this was next year and we were 8-5 going into week 14, we'd be like, wow, look how far this team has come. We're a year ahead of schedule. We're doing everything and more, you know, dropping 40 on Carolina, dropping 42 on Tennessee, beating the Giants twice. That's two divisional games that we won twice. Losing by 7 to Baltimore in a winnable game. That four-game winning streak against Giants, Cincinnati, Arizona, Cleveland. Like, so many great things are happening to this team right now that we just need to really just be like, whoa, look how far we've come in so little time with the lack of roster that we really need.
let's do this. Talking with our friend Barstool Nate. You can follow him on X and Instagram at Barstool Nate. His real name's Eric Nathan. His preferred name, his preferred pronouns, Little Nate X. Nate Dogg, when you look at, actually, let's look back, because it was only 2 days ago. They beat the hell out of Tennessee. A lot of folks were convinced that Tennessee had this really good defense. The numbers backed that up. Washington was able to run the ball at will, went for 260 on the ground. Jaden had another 200 passing.
Yep.
This is a fun question. What was your favorite touchdown? They scored six of them.
My favorite touchdown. So the opening touchdown was B-Rob's long run.
Yep.
Very happy for him. He looks so good. He's one of the top five running backs in the league. He's just so in shape. He's so shifty. He's so powerful. Love watching him run the football. Both of Terry's touchdowns were awesome. The first one especially. It's just like, it's so easy to root for Terry. I had a tweet that was putting up numbies just about how special Terry is, how he's kind of just stuck through everything. He's played with every bad quarterback under the sun. He survived the Dan Snyder regime. He survived the Ron Rivera as his head coach regime, and he never complained once. He just volunteers in the community. He helps the kids, and he signed an extension. I think he deserves, if not the field to be named after him, definitely a statue in front of the new stadium. Terry is my number one favorite player of my lifetime on this team. I mean, Sean Taylor as well, but Terry just does everything and more that you can ask for in a football player and a guy on your team. I hope he's here for life. I never want to see him anywhere else. So I will go with Terry's first touchdown to answer your question.
The first? I mean, it's a fun question. All right, now let's look ahead. The playoffs are a real conversation now. And,
sure.
You know, Brian, we opened the show talking about Monday Night Football last night, Denver, Cleveland. Denver right now, same record as Washington. Denver's locked into the 7th seed. Washington's locked into the 7th seed. On a complete personal level, it looks like right now Washington will either face the Eagles or the Lions. The Lions are a game ahead of the Eagles, but both those teams are playing really well. I think the Lions have a little bit more difficult of a schedule down the stretch just because that NFC North is pretty good. Who would you rather face in the wild card round? The Eagles is overwhelmingly what it looks like, but they do have a head-to-head game there, or Detroit?
Oh, the Eagles for sure. Give me the Eagles in the playoffs. I think the Eagles, you know, they rely on the running game, and Saquon is unbelievable. But when you rely on the running game, you can always see one of these games where Saquon has 10 carries for 12 yards, and you just stuff him at the line and just, you know, the Eagles' offensive line, they just wear down defensive lines. They are a bunch of dogs up front, and they just, their second half offensive line play is easily the best in the league that I've seen. But I would like to play the team that relies on the running game, because you can stop a running game, you can win a game easily. Jaden is able to put up points. His offense is able to put up points. I think the November 14th Thursday night game where Jaden was not healthy, and honestly, we were still in a position where we could have won that game. I think, and that was on the road as well on a short week. I think that says something.
They had the lead with 10 minutes left or whatever.
It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
I think Philly is playing exceptionally well. I think they are a very good team. Detroit, I'll just say it, they scare me. They are awesome football team. I don't really know how anybody would pick them to face. I think Philadelphia, they're not on fraud watch, but I'm not.
I think they've gotten past that, dude.
They're on what watch?
fraud. I don't think they're frauds, but I think they're beatable. Detroit scares me a lot more than the Eagles do.
Be a question for you about that. If Washington, who the hell knows, right? They still play them here. There's still four games left. How much would it help a young quarterback and a team that has turned it around rapidly ahead of schedule? How much would it help if their first playoff game, it's a road game, it'll obviously be hostile, it'll be loud, but it's a place they know. Like, hey, we've already played at the Link this
help.
Year. Does it help?
It'll
Does
help.
It matter?
Because you've been there. You've seen them. You know what to expect. You mess around and go to Detroit, you don't know what to expect from them. And I think Detroit is the overall better oil machine. Because Detroit has been doing this for a long time now. It's not just this year. They did this last year.
They got weapons.
But they're balling. So,
yeah.
But then you go to Philly and you know them. And they know you as well, but guess what? They may not know your wrinkles.
Well, and to your point, Nate Dogg, when they played them before, Jaden clearly wasn't right. Not that he was wrong, but like he wasn't what we saw against Tennessee the other day, and B-Rob didn't play. You know what I mean? Like there were just a lot of different factors. I still think it's most likely Detroit holds on to that one seed and gets the bye. If you look, though, at Detroit, something that is interesting in the calculus here is...
What's that?
Detroit has Green Bay Thursday night. Like,
yeah.
One thing that's pretty fun, the rest of the way, we got to be paying attention to all these other games. Not that we wouldn't anyway, because we're degens and we love football, etc. But, like, now this is all about seeding and how it could all shake out. So, in my opinion, the best thing that can happen... Obviously, is Washington to win out.
Yeah,
that would change
everything. That's the
best
thing that could happen.
But I think there's a better chance, and I'm curious if you both agree with me here. Because the Lions are 11-1, they only have the one loss. The Eagles are 10-2. They're far ahead of the rest of these teams. Now, the Vikings are 10-2. The Packers are 9-3. But they're all going to play each other. Like,
yeah,
there's some losses coming for that NFC North. I think the best hope would be Detroit win out. Hell, go 16-1 and then put some L's on Green Bay and Minnesota, and then maybe Washington gets to climb up. Because if you get out of playing whoever lands in that two seed between Detroit and Philly, the other three division winners, does the NFC West scare you? Does the NFC South scare you?
Nobody scares me, but this is where you get caught in that. Where you like, well, I don't want to play them early. I want to play them later. And because your focus is on those other teams, that's how you end up losing games early. I like Brian's comments to the Junks this morning. I look at it just to see where we are going to fit. But I don't care who we play.
Of course. I'm just saying, if you could play on the road against Atlanta,
yep.
or you get Jaden gets to go back to Tampa. That was the first game. How do you like me in week 18?
I think once you go to the playoffs, dog, it's whoever you're playing because...
Of course it is.
You can't... I mean, it's like I've seen teams say, teams lose to play this team and then that team beat their ass. I feel we need to be playing our best whenever we face whoever. And if we do that, then we give ourselves a chance. You can't try to miss people to play somebody else because... You're gonna see them eventually.
I'm not saying that the team is trying to do anything. Their job is to beat New Orleans and none of the rest of this. But if it's me, especially on a personal level, let's go to Tampa.
Yeah, B-Mitch, I understand and I agree with mostly what you're saying, but we also have to just recognize how bad the NFC South is. Like, the Falcons and Buccaneers are in first place at 6-6 each. And then in the NFC West, you know, you have the Cardinals and Rams both at 6-6 chasing those 7-5 pesky Seahawks.
I think the Seahawks are better than people think. I think McDonald's
pretty sharp. I
think the Seahawks
are fine. I'm not scared to go into Seattle. Oh, no, the 12th man. Who cares? Like, we can beat the Seahawks in Seattle. I'm not worried about them.
To the earlier point, though, it was 10-6 at the beginning of the fourth quarter against the Eagles.
Yeah.
And it was the Eagles made it 12-10. Washington had a kick that had an opportunity to go up 13-12 right there, probably about halfway through, at least probably the 8-minute mark. I could track it down, but it's not that relevant.
Yep.
Absolutely does it. You're going to get to a point where you're playing who you play, and the point of the playoffs is that's where the good teams are. You know what I mean? Like, whoever you play is going to be good. It's wild to watch because the AFC – especially the West and the East, are just so full of bad teams. So the Lions are 11-1. The Eagles are 10-2. Neither of them have clinched anything. The Chiefs and the Bills have already clinched and won the division at the same records.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are 11-1. The Bills are 10-2.
Yeah.
It's just wild to think about the disparities there.
Yeah.
Eric, quickly.
Yeah.
Caps are on the ice tonight hosting San Jose. I believe they're still tops in the Metro. Maybe that's changed a bit because they haven't played a game in a couple nights. How encouraging, exciting is what the Caps are doing right now without Ovi?
Yeah, so the Caps are second in the Metro right now because the Devils have played 28 games and the Caps have played 24 games. The Caps in 24 games are the first team to have over 100 goals this season. We've won four straight without Ovi, including three against teams that are currently slotted for the playoffs.
And weren't they on the road?
On the road as well.
Two
yeah,
of them were, right?
Florida. I would like to point out as well, the Rangers are just falling apart at the seams. They are a disgusting, embarrassing, pathetic franchise from top to bottom. Look forward to them doing something drastic and stupid as they always do. Yeah, the Capitals are an absolute wagon. They every player is just awesome. The coaching is unbelievable. You can already pencil Carberry in for Coach of the Year. Dylan Strome should get a Hart Trophy MVP vote. It is remarkable to watch this team play night in and night out. Hopefully Chychrun gets a blank check. Hopefully he's here for the next 8 years. He's probably the best defenseman in the league right now, if not top five. It's very, very fun. I'm not ready to shout our year quite yet. I'm going to wait till after the All-Star break to print the shirts. But 17-6-1, that's where we're at right now, a quarter through the season. If you're not paying attention to the Caps, it's time to start because this team is very, very fun to watch.
I can report with certainty, not even per sources. I saw it with my own eyes. The Caps are undefeated when both of my daughters go to a game. We went to the Islanders game. It was awesome. And my oldest got to ride on the Zamboni, which was super dope.
That's unbelievable. You have great connections.
You know what? I don't know if I've told the story on air yet. It was zero connections. I was in my buddy Jamie. I was in Jamie's suite, and the lady came in. She said, "Hey, congratulations. Your suite's been randomly selected to have somebody ride the Zamboni."
That's connections.
It wasn't my connect, is all I'm saying. And then
you know Jamie as he's in his suite.
Yeah, but Jamie's son was there. So I was like, all right, well, I know which kid's doing this. But his son had a buddy, and he didn't want to break them up. Then there were like three high school kids there, and I'm like, all right, well, they're next. And they were too cool for it. So then it got to my two girls, and Ainsley wasn't thrilled. She got a stuffed animal. No, you had to be at least 8 years old to ride it.
Ah.
Which is what I told my five-year-old, and it actually wasn't true. But whatever, we got through it. Nate Dogg.
And she listens to the radio today.
I hope she's in school. Thank you, buddy.
Hi,
Nate.
You
be
guys.
Cool, brother.
All right, that's our boy, Barstool Nate. Give him a follow, at Barstool Nate. I want to talk about this Saints game and one big player Washington could get back.